Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Monday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you can check me out on Drive Time, Monday to Friday, all week, yeah, from 4 p.m. I thought you don't do Mondays. Well, I did it today. Anyway, we begin with Pep Guardiola, Guardiola's Man City, who, of course, went back to the top of the Premier League after beating Newcastle at the Etihad. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
It's 5-0 and it's Raheem Sterling with his second goal of the afternoon.
Yeah, very pleased. Perfect afternoon. Just before the start of the game, I felt in our crowd that they were disappointed but not grumpy and upset and sad about who we are as a team. And what we have done today, we have done the last 5 years in every 3 days. So 3 more points and 3 left, 1 competition to play and big problems behind because we have just 3 defenders for these 3 games, but we will do it.
Slicing through the fruit butter now. It's just brilliant from Man City.
I don't think it would be an underwhelming season. I don't.
Just the Prem.
But you can't say just the Prem.
I get that.
If it was anyone else, it would be like, wow, they've won the Premier League. Now, because it's Manchester City, and then we kind of know that Pep Guardiola wants the Champions League and the players do, Manchester City supporters do, but the main trophy of the season is the Premier League.
Yeah, that's your bread and butter.
That's the best 38 games. How many games do you need to win the Champions League? I know you have to beat the best teams, I know, but if I had a choice of a player, which obviously Quirky will butt in, I know, and say, you never won a trophy. If you had a choice as a player, I would have rather won the Premier League than the Champions League.
What happened yesterday with Liverpool and our game, today, Wednesday, become absolutely a final for us. If we are able to win, maybe we are able to arrive in the last game at home with our people to try to make back-to-back. And that's why Wednesday is absolutely final, and I'm pretty sure we'll prepare well.
Brilliant performance from Man City. It's now Man City 5, Newcastle United 0.
Every summer I've been in management, I've had to make difficult decisions at the end of a season, and players that you love and have a great relationship with sometimes have to leave for the benefit of the team. So this season will be no different. I'm sure there'll be players that will move on who have represented the club in a brilliant way, but those decisions can wait till the end of the season.
On now to the other games in the Premier League, where Super Frankie Lampard's Everton boosted their survival chances with a win away at Leicester City.
As the Toffees strengthen their own survival hopes, their fans magnificently loud all game. Leicester 1, Everton 2.
It's huge. It's huge last week against Chelsea at Goodison. What we're trying to do as a team is recreate Goodison away from home because we haven't done that all season. And the backing they gave us, sending us off yesterday, coming down with their voice, singing, the constant singing and support for the players. And then at the end, we so appreciate it. They're huge. They're an integral part of it. And that's what makes the club special. So important that we were very thankful at the end. They'll all be driving back, hopefully listening in. And they can take a big pat on their own backs for their contribution in getting that result today.
Mason Holgate bundled home Everton's second on the half hour following a corner, which remains Leicester's Achilles heel. Leicester booed off by plenty. Their season ending in disappointment once again.
Brendan, a disappointing afternoon. What didn't happen for you today?
Well, we didn't defend. The key moments in the game, that was the decisive nature of it, Jeff. I think we had defended one corner and a throw-in. It's been a problem for us for a lot of the season, in all honesty. But enough of the ball, going to good areas. We came back after going behind. And then I would say that probably in the final third of the pitch where we arrived a lot during the game, we lacked quality. It's as simple as that. They defended for their lives, Everton, and we weren't good enough to break them down or keep them out.
Not good news now for Leeds United, who lost to Arsenal at the Emirates. Here's the take of their gaffer, Jesse Marsh.
All time here, it's finished. Arsenal 2, 10-man Leeds 1. Eddie Nketiah at the double to fire Arsenal 4 points clear of Spurs in fourth place, with Leeds slipping into the danger zone.
Obviously, there was massive frustration at halftime, and I could see it on the players' face, and I was very adamant with them that we were not going to back down. And they showed that. You know, I mean, we had to survive a couple moments, but I thought actually our performance in the second half is better than our performance in the first half. Crazy thing to say. So, you know, we're not in an easy situation. But again, this business is about how good are you when it's difficult, not how good are you when it's easy.
Arsenal, meanwhile, will head into Thursday's North London derby, 4 points ahead of Spurs in that race for the top four. What a game that is set to be.
We earned the right to go 2-0 up and against 10 men. And then the game is a little bit different because they set in a different way. And we managed, I think, a lot of aspects really well because we didn't concede anything. But we didn't have that clinical ruthless to put the third one and game is over. And when you do that in that league, they only needed a set piece to close that gap and then, yeah, you get nervy.
And you said when that contract was unveiled that it would be really important to get into that top four, that Champions League place. Mm. But how crucial will it be, especially if you beat Spurs on Thursday and secure that place?
Yeah, it will be phenomenal. But we have to earn the right to do so. And we've been working the whole season to games like that, and now it's in front of us.
Yeah, Norwich 0, West Ham 4. That's the easiest 3 points West Ham will have taken all season, but still very important. It keeps them firmly in the race for the top six with two games to go.
I'm really pleased because, you know, we've come back from an absolute enormous disappointment in midweek, and you just never know how it's going to turn out. You know, when you play a team who's been relegated, we're always talking, does it take the pressure off? Does it make things a bit easier for them? So it was a difficult game for us, but I thought we started the game so well in the first 20 minutes, and it gave us a chance to sort of get our grip on the game.
Now, Manchester United will finish the season with their lowest ever points tally in the Premier League after that 4-0 defeat to Brighton. Who cares? No one really does. The actual real league, the proper league, the one that we all care, that starts next season. Anyway, former Chelsea striker Tony Cascarino told TalkSport that this is one of the worst top six teams he's ever seen. Well, all right, don't go on about it, Tony.
Oh, I used to play for Chelsea.
4-0. Manchester United, you are an embarrassment.
We haven't even mentioned what gone on in the game because everybody said it. Scott Minto and Sam were doing the commentary yesterday and I was listening and I'd watched the game and I sort of had it on both and I was like, you know, what can you say? What can you add to what is a terrible team? You've got to break it up. You've got to rip it apart. You really have to. Rip it up and start again. I would make the point that probably they are the worst team that's made the top six I've ever seen. They're going to get the sixth spot. They'll get that. To make the top six, they're the worst top six team I've seen for a number of years. I can't think of anyone poorer. You know, we talk about challenging for the top. Forget the top. Even Champions League. Forget that because they're not even close to that. But if you say even top six, I think they're one of... Well, I would easily put them as one of the worst top six teams I've seen.
Manchester United are going to end with their fewest points in Premier League history.
Man United have got everything wrong. See, we can criticise them in many, many ways, and there's loads of things that are wrong at United. I always say it's way more than just one thing, it's lots of things. But one thing you can add on to it is the transfer and the recruitment of the vast amount of money they've spent that have led to nowhere. A very underachieving team.
When you get your star player Fernandes, right, actually coming out to be interviewed and saying, well, it wasn't good enough. We didn't put in enough effort. There wasn't enough desire. We didn't close them down enough. We didn't stay to team shape. It's totally unacceptable. Then he goes, and I include myself in that. Mate, you can't do anything about your other players around you. You can try and cajole them. You can have rows. There was no rows. There was no anger, was there? There was no one wanting to fight someone because as a sportsman, your instinct is your competitive nature that you hate getting beat. You hate losing.
And here's Alex Crook going on yet another rant about Manchester United, because of course the last one, where nothing has changed since then and now, is redundant, obviously.
Manchester United are being battered by Brighton.
Manchester United, you are an embarrassment. You know, it's an absolute disgrace. Almost week in, week out, they beat Brentford on Monday and people praise the performance, and the players have the audacity to do a lap of honour. They should have been heading straight back to the dressing room because there's no honour about this season. They're on course to finish the season with a negative goal difference, I think West Ham have got every chance of leapfrogging them now into sixth place. They deserve that sixth place. United will be in the Conference League. Some of these players should be playing in the Vauxhall Conference. Those Manchester United players should have been crying tears of shame for their performance, because the fact is, man for man, Brighton are not four goals better than Manchester United. They're not four goals better than most teams.
In a game like today, it's not only about being good in possession of the ball, it's about how do you get hold of the ball. And that's why we were not able to stop them, because we, as I said, we gave them all the time and all the space in the world to play the ball between themselves.
Ralf Rangnick comes out afterwards and he's getting a lot of praise from Manchester United fans because he's so honest in press conferences. It's quite easy to do that when you know you aren't going to be part of the furniture moving forward, because this consultancy role isn't going to happen. Because I can tell you, and I've spoken to people, they've been so astonished by how poor a manager and a coach Ralf Rangnick has been. They don't want him anywhere near the new Manchester United. Erik ten Hag, if he's got any sense, it'll block his number, because he's made no impact at all, Ralf Rangnick. He's made Manchester United worse. Jadon Sancho was supposed to be a generational talent. I've not seen that. And that's not about application, by the way. And I've spoken to people who've worked with Jadon Sancho in the past. He has the talent. He doesn't necessarily have the application. And when you're not applying yourself correctly, this Manchester United dressing room is the worst place to be. Just ask Marcus Rashford, because there's enough people that you can go hiding within the corner who also aren't applying themselves correctly. And it very quickly becomes quite toxic.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle, and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to the Women's Super League, where Emma Hayes' Chelsea won a third successive title. The final day of the season was, of course, live on TalkSport, and here's how it all unfolded.
Kerr has gone for goal from distance! She's caught up the goalkeeper! It's another sensational goal from Sam Kerr! It's surely Chelsea's league title now! It's an absolute wonder goal from Sam Kerr! It's gone right down to the final whistle on the final day, but blue is the colour! Chelsea, champions once again.
It's not just Arsenal, the league. Look at Manchester United pushing us today. The whole league has gone up a notch. It's harder to win. It's sweeter because I think we've done it with less experience sometimes, playing in lots of games, and I think the squad depth has been amazing.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back, of course, on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show from 4 p.m. with Darren Ambrose again. We're followed at 7 by a mahoosive semi as Sheffield Wednesday take on Sunderland. A League One playoff semi-final, of course, live on TalkSport. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts at first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.